From the White House late this afternoon, word of a change in U.S. Middle East diplomacy. President Bush appeared with Vice President Dick Cheney and Secretary of State Colin Powell and announced that Middle East envoy Anthony Zinni is being sent back to the region. The president also urged both the Israeli and Palestinian leaders to embrace a truce plan put forth last year by CIA Director George Tenet.
We believe now is the time for General Zinni to move back into the region. There are no assurances. That is not going to prevent our government from trying to get the parties to agree to Tenet, trying to reduce the cycle of violence. Obviously, there's a reason why, and that is because as a result of consultations, we believe there's a possibility that we can have an impact.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara is following this story and joins us. Now, Vicky, the Bush administration has been saying for weeks that there's no reason to send an envoy back to the region until the level of violence was reduced. What's changed?
I think it was really the fact that the level of violence just kept increasing. The atrocities by both sides got, you know, everyone in the region and people in Europe, people in Washington, extremely upset. There's been a lot of pressure on the administration to do something. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was here this week appealing for intervention to stop the bloodshed and try to restart some sort of political dialogue. The president also mentioned in his news conference a new initiative by Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah, and presumably the United States would like to follow up on that. But the announcement also is seen as some sort of effort by the administration to smooth the way for Vice President Dick Cheney's trip to the Middle East next week.
Yes, the president said that the Middle East conflict will be an important issue in the vice president's consultations in the region. The campaign against terrorism and what to do about Iraq also figure very prominently in that trip, though.
Yes, the administration is believed to be very concerned that the escalating violence in the region and perceptions in the Arab world that the United States isn't doing enough about it will disrupt the administration's agenda for the trip. The U.S. clearly wants to talk about Iraq. The administration has talked about trying to bring about some sort of regime change in Iraq. And there's also the issue of how to handle Iraq in terms of the larger campaign against terrorism. And there is a fear that if the United States is not seen as doing something about the Middle East conflict, that Arab governments will simply be resistant to cooperating on Iraq.
The scene at the Rose Garden must have been very impressive. The president, the vice president, the secretary of state all announcing this. Does it amount to a major change in U.S. policy on the Middle East?
There are a lot of people here in Washington who think that if it's not a change in policy, there certainly has been a shift in tone. And the evidence of that was a statement just yesterday by Secretary of State Powell, who was on Capitol Hill. And in testimony before a House subcommittee, he talked about Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's policy toward the Palestinians. And for the first time in a very long time, he was quite critical. And he basically said that Sharon needs to reconsider his policy. And he said, if you declare war on the Palestinians, think you can solve problems by seeing how many Palestinians you can get killed, I don't see that that gets us anywhere. So I think that the administration certainly is trying to create the perception that it's being more even-handed in its public statements on the conflict.
So more even-handed tone coming out of the administration. You say not in substance a major change in policy, but the heavyweights sure are out there.
I think that, you know, it's been a long time since you've seen the three of them together in one place.
The Vice President, Secretary of State, yeah.
Yes, and I think that the administration is trying to send a very clear message to the Arab world that it is engaged in the region and it's going to do something about the problem.
Thank you, Vicky.
My pleasure.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara updating us on the news that the Bush administration has announced that it will send its Middle East envoy, former Marine General Anthony Zinni, back to the region.